Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. We had quite a whirlwind of a weekend in Hamilton County, beginning with Safety Day, which was held at the fairgrounds on Friday, April 5th. There was over 250 children in attendance with 13 different presentations. It was a great day, even though with the cold, it was kind of cold and kind of windy all day, but we survived. Big shout out goes to all of our presenters who came. We had everything from the bomb squad to the air evac team. We had animal safety and tractor safety, and all in all, it was a great day. Thank you to everyone who came out and helped with Community Safety Day. As soon as we rolled out, all the vendors rolled into the fairgrounds for getting ready for the Eclipse Festival, which was going to be held on Sunday. There was several people in attendance, but the weather, once again, didn't cooperate. It was windy and cold, and throughout the day, I think it rained 5 different times, and events would go back into the shed and then come back out. But all in all, it was a lower attendance than expected, but all in all, it was a good day. So then the Eclipse Day finally rolled around on Monday, and what a glorious day. It was beautiful. The weather couldn't have been any better. There was lots of people from all over that came to Southern Illinois. We saw a lot of Wisconsin license plates and states from everywhere around that came. But what a beautiful day, and there was a great celebration, and McLeansboro was hopping with people, and it was just all in all a great day. I hope everyone had a chance to enjoy the beautiful eclipse. The 4-H Foundation will hold their trivia contest on Friday, April 26th at the Elks in McLeansboro. Doors open at 6 with trivia starting at 7. There will be a meal provided with your fee, and throughout the evening there will be games, a silent auction, 50-50, and tricky trays. So if you want to brush up on your trivia skills, it'll be a great night and a great fundraiser for the Hamilton County 4-H Foundation. Hamilton County HCE will sponsor a walk in the park. This will happen on every Friday, starting with April 12th at 9 a.m. at the Fox Prairie Disc Golf Course in McLeansboro. There is no cost to join the group. Just come out, meet at the front of the park where the picnic tables are, and we'll plan to walk through the beautiful course. If there's enough interest, we will meet weekly, either at that course or other places around in the community, to take a walk in the park with your friends. Rotary is planning a disc golf tournament on May 11th at the Fox Prairie Disc Golf Course. It's $35 per person, $70 per team, with a $100 payout per division. There will be 2 divisions. One is beginner and the other is advanced. And there will be a holes played in the morning and then lunch, and then back to play a whole nother round again in the afternoon. This is great fun. If you've never played it, there is a beginner course, but you can get online with the golf course to register for that tournament. We're finishing up the project that 4-H started, making blankets for the veterans, for the Veterans Honor Flight, which will be held in May. We've got our blankets finished, but now we are writing thank you letters for mail call to be delivered to the veterans on the flight. If you would like to send a thank you letter, we will be taking those on Friday, April 12th. If you can get them to the extension office before then, we would be glad to deliver them to you. I know Gary Nelson from McLeansboro is planning to go on that flight, and I'm sure he would like to see some people that he knows. We will be, the 4-H'ers will be making one thank you for each of the 92 veterans that are planning to attend. And we do have their list of names if anyone is interested. Citywide cleanup will be held at 312 West Marketplace, which is the light plant, from May 6th through May 9th. Monday through Wednesday, drop-off times will be 7:45 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Thursday will be 7:45 to 6 p.m. Additional information you do need to know, cleanup will not include tires, batteries, air conditioners, furnaces, computers, TVs, or any liquid or yard waste. Doors on white goods must be securely fastened or removed. And there is absolutely no dumping after hours. You must deliver while people are there. The 2024 4-H fair schedule is starting to get a little closer. We will have fair cleanup on Monday, June 3rd at 9 a.m. at the fairgrounds. June 10th will be general project show that will be held at the Big Red Barn. June 10th, the evening, Farm Follies will be held at the fairgrounds. On Thursday, June 13th, the Poultry and Rabbit Show will be held at 9 a.m. with the Junior Show immediately following. Then later that day at 10:30, the Small Pet Dog and Cat Show will be held also on June 13th. And then weigh-in will be held from 4 to 6 p.m. for 4-H'ers to bring their livestock animals to get them weighed. Friday, June 14th will be the Livestock Show at 8 a.m., the Hospitality Tent at 1 p.m., awards at 1:30, and the 4-H Livestock Auction at 2 p.m. The Tractor Rodeo will be held on Saturday, July 6th, in conjunction with the Ageless Iron Tractor Show. And the Horse Show will be held on June 4th at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds. This year, we are partnering with them. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.